This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Amen. Thank you, Father. I submit to you, even though the message is in my heart, but I still bow to you. I will not be hasty to go. Lead the way. Help me. Take some vanity about me and what I will say. You are there. You are the God of all these things. You are for whom are all things, and by whom are all things. Thank you. I want to thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Shout hallelujah. I'm going to open to 27 of Genesis. And it came to pass that when Isaac was old, his eyes were dim, so that he could not see. He called Esau his eldest son, and said unto him, "My son." And Esau said unto him, "Behold, here am I." And he said, "Behold, now I'm old. I know not the day of my death. Now therefore take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver, thy bow. Go out into the field. Take me some venison. Make me several meat, such as I love, and bring it unto me, that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die." And Rebekah had. When Isaac spake to Esau his son, and Esau went to the field to hunt for venison and to bring it, Rebekah spake unto Jacob, her son, saying, "Behold, I hide thy father, speak unto Esau, thy brothers, I had thy father speak to your brother. Bring me venison, make me savory meat that I may eat. Bless thee before the Lord and before my death. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice, according to that which I command thee. Go now to the flock and fetch me from thence 2 good kids of the goats. I'll make them several meat for thy father, such as he loveth." What Isaac wanted was meat of the field. It would take skill to prepare that venison which Jacob loved. I'm talking to you. Without any hind of the field. Taking a hind from the field, which is an animal. I'm talking about an hind. Talking about animal. What the of the venison loved. And for a baker to take of the stock of the flock, fetch it. He said, "Go to the flock, fetch me from those 2 goats, good kids of the goat." Now, and I like, she didn't fetch good kids of the lambs. The kids are lambs, not so. But what's her command? Let me get the goat kids. Of the goat. Why goat? The goat has smell. So his old mama sense. Not so. All she's trying to achieve. And she needs a smell she can convert. The thing must have some smell. Let me fetch it. Give it to me. If I leave you, you don't have the sense of preparation of those savory meat that your fathers love. You can prepare. You can prepare porridge, but this is not porridge. Porridge we get Esau. You can't use porridge. So you need a higher concussion to get Isaac to bless you. And for the father, Isaac gave that commandment, say, you go to the wild, fetch me. Go to the wild, get me one of those hind. I don't know what kind of hind. I'm not sure. I don't think it's a rabbit. No, it's not a rabbit. It must be something like an antelope. Antelope, igala, or something like that. Deer. How many of you ever seen igala before? Igala is an animal that's an antelope with an horn. Those things are edible because of their smell. And they have their texture. The meat has texture. But there is a way Esau normally barbecue him. Esau has mastery. I get him here of both of seasoning. You know, seasoning is his skill. There are times you season them wet, you season them dry. So there's a way you season. And when you are seasoning meat, the pepper should not be too much. It should be mid-range, you know what I mean? You know, some people today, they don't know how to apply salt in food. Some girls don't know how to apply salt. It's a skill. Everyone says it's a skill. So it's a whole lot of business. Mixing seasoning. When some people season meat, before the thing comes out of the grill, you'll be salivating. So Isaac's desire for meat, season, talking about a powerful, powerful preparation of savour. That's what savour is, seasoning. Savoury. Season the meat in such a way that it will call out my love. When I love it, I'll bless you. How can you tie meat, seasoned meat, and for me to bless you? That's okay. Carnal things. This is spiritual blessings of Abraham. I understand. You don't need carnal and all that. You know, some dangerous boys, they know how to collect things and run away when the righteous ones are looking. You don't understand me? They watch you, they know they don't have your spiritual power. Am I communicating to you? You pray, you do this. I know myself, but there is something I will do to reverend. Just go to daddy and can just decide to go and get a tie of grass cutter or a tie of something. Season it and see, just for you to taste, and then it goes away. I know offerings and this thing, that will just not. You can quote scripture and say, what's that? Eh? That will just not put a body and that will prepare me. I know that you have your place, but be careful with that guy. Don't let him always have his way. But a body has now prepared me. I know my God. You look, you say, and then the guy will bless you and say, you know, we're the spiritual people, we don't get your power, we don't know anything. This is the level where we deny him, we try our own. Be careful with him. Don't let him be trying his own all the time. You to try your own. come to blessing. Now, it was one fellow who said, this birthright thing is nonsense to me. But on the D-Day, are you listening to me? It matters to him. He said it that time. But on the day when the impartation will be done, he ran like if a pig race into the field to go and, to come and collect it. So he wanted it. He wanted it. That man called Joseph or Jacob wanted, he let, that was when they were born. His hand was on the heel of the brother. What does that mean? Eh? So when you hear something is heely, you get somebody is holding your heel. That's a serpent. After that came out his brother, and he had, what is it? His hand took hold on Esau's heel. He said the serpent will bruise the heel. So his heel, meaning I won't allow you to run to get the blessing. There's a place where I will hook you. Even prophetically, they demonstrated how, what will happen to them in the later future. It took hold of the heel to actually what? To pull him back from the blessing. If it is hand, he can remove his hand, but heel. So he struck Esau. And that disqualified Esau in the spirit. Is it that day he made Esau to commit his birthright to Jacob, to him? It wasn't too long. It wasn't too long. Isaac's eyes began to grow dim. When you do something in the realm of the spirit, God will orchestrate situation and circumstances for you to get in. Now, the Bible says God loved Jacob. He hated Esau. So God loved Jacob, even though Jacob was who? Was a supplanter. And as it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Now you're wondering, I'm wondering how can God love his Jacob, a supplanter? God fell in love with Jacob. And what happened to Esau? But if God loved Jacob, why did God make Jacob come second? So that to whom appertained not the right of birth, not so. But God allowed the person that they say he hated to come forth. But I felt, maybe I can arrange this thought, not scripture, thought. Who am I to arrange scripture, but to arrange thought? Just thinking. Maybe that statement meant, I love Esau first of all. But because Esau failed me, I gave him everything. It was the birth first. I made the right of birth easier for him. I gave him the body of blessing. There are two things that pertain to blessing, the Old Testament and the Bible. The red body. Esau was red. He first came out red. And when he came out red, it was not enough, Pastor. They now all over like an hairy garment. So you can imagine how that boy must have looked like. All over like what? Remember, he's not, he has hair in his body. It was like what, sir? Like a, almost like a monkey. Now, that wasn't ordinary. He wasn't a demon. He was just a man. Amen. But something, God was connoting something there. The redness is the Adam's body. So they gave him the blessing God wanted to give Adam. That Adam failed. You know, Adam took him forth that way. Even their name was called Adam. It's in scripture. And he called their name Adam. Not so. You see, this is the book of generation of Adam in the day God created them. In likeness of God made him. Male and female created it them, blessed them. And what did he call their name? And called their name Adam. He named them Adam. Let's look at the in the day that they were created. Give me eastward or anything, put Adam there. How done? It's the same as Adam, the name of the first man, also as a place in Palestine, Adam. What is the meaning? He gave you a reference. Let's go. Rudy, that is human being. I don't know how Adam means to show blood. To show blood. Made. Red. So, Roddy. Is that the word, sir? What's the name? Name of Roddy. From here, Roddy. I thought Roddy is packaging. But when something is ruddy, what is that, Pastor? Red. So David too was like that. Bible. So in another, I have seen another, you call it Adama. I have two kinds.
Adama, red earth.
Red head. That's their name, not so. Adam and Adam, which is red head. So, the portion where they pull Adam from, God must have gone to a place where he's red. Red soil. And there is a reason. Blood soil. Blood head. Not so. Rudy. Red. Show blood. Is to show blood. What a mystery. And that was what Esau carried. Then the next one is his hair. It was hairy. The hair was as a garment. It means he wore hair. The hair, he wore it as a garment, as an hair. And they call his name Esau. Get me the word Esau. Eri. Is that the name, sir? Esau. So, any look for the word Edom. Red. Edom. That's what they call them. Edomites. They are Esau. Adam is red. Have you seen that? Edom means red. So Esau was red. Praise God, sir. Edom, red. Adam. So God gave to him, what God gave to him was so much. Not so. So you can see why God will hate him. God doesn't just hate people without a reason. So that word hate is not hatred. It means vehemently, completely reject him. Unwilling to accept him back. Or you trusted him out from having any share in your presence. So he, knowing that Esau was red, Jacob was just clean shaven, nothing, no encouragement around him. He encouraged himself. Amen. So he just said, okay, no problem. You, there's a show, it's already done. I can undo what has been done. I will make God change his mind. The only way I can make God change his mind is to prove to God that you are not interested. So, he took an undertaking and decided to plan out his strategy. Okay, God gave you, he saw his brother, and he wore the coat of blessing. So the only way is to finish that brother. So he now says, okay, the coat is your color. And he now did something. He began to calculate what to do. And he said, okay, he's red is your, you're a red boy, no problem. So there's only one thing that can get you, red coat, the red porridge. He saw him, they said the boy grew, Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field. Jacob was a plain man, not so. Tectonic plateau, not so clean. Nothing they grow for him, but are you getting it? So, dwelling, so he has to hide in tents, not so. He doesn't have covering, not so. He has to look for something to cover himself. Amen. Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison. Rebekah loved Jacob. Rebekah loved Jacob. The mother loved Jacob. The mother was not with a blessing, but the mother can influence blessing. Very dangerous. That's mama for you. So, if you're a very wonderful child, don't reject your father because he carries the blessing. And don't look down on your mother because she can spoil your blessing. So you love the both of them, kiss them, speak things to your mother's heart. Nobody look like you, my mother. Ah, my Yoda. If you show your mother, your mother will show you. The mother showed, you know, that boy had the love of the dad, not so. But he doesn't have relationship with his mom. See, I'm a daddy's boy, not so, sir. Now, and because of the father's love, not so, on Esau, Jacob couldn't move close. It's like it was evidently shown in the house that Isaac loved Esau. And Esau basked in that glory. He entrenched himself into the season of love the father has for him, forgot his mom. But the other one said, no problem. He's talked to the mother. Just God's talked to the mother. Helping the mother at home. Anytime the mother is trying to fetch water, he will hit her. Bah! Spotting with the mom. Carry her, kiss her. Don't worry, let me help you. The mother will hit him. And I come, speak sweet things to the mom. You've been working so hard. You had only you bore twins. How did you manage to give back to us and take you took care of. Don't worry, don't worry. I'm okay. Please. Putting things in the mouth. A day of use came. So love your parents' boat. Children, love your parents' boat. And father, don't love your one of your child more than the other. Then they can't love Jacob. But the most dangerous is the mother. The mother is powerful. The father can't shout. That's my authority. Nobody can do that. The mother. Because the mother is waiting for a time of weakness. The strong, I get the patriarchal strength grew weak. It really is nothing. Everything depends on the mother. Am I lying to you? What to eat, what to say, how to work, do I sleep? So the mother carried out the chores, taking care of a man. It was not old age that blinded Isaac. He's a son of covenant. His father was not blind at all. Neither Jacob was blind to death. So it was determining counsel of heaven that intentionally made his eyes go so he can bless Jacob instead of Esau. I'm telling you, when the Lord is in love with you, all I want to say is that make sure the Lord falls in love with you. He will make your enemies to be at peace with you. In fact, he will orchestrate situations that are arranged against you to be able to minister favor to you. And at the same time, things that are standing against you as an hindrance to your for you crossing over into a place where God wants you. God will change the arrangement. The most difficult thing to do is to blind the eye of a prophet. Because taking the prophetic sight is one of the greatest gifts that matter to him. A prophet is a seer. So they took something from Isaac so that the blessing can shift. Now, Jacob relied on the venison. I love the venison power. My mother can't travel into the bush and all that and all that. Not knowing that the mother has tried out something in the kitchen before. She has experimented on. She has tried, okay, goat can do it. The there that you are looking for, there is a way I prepare, you don't know. I've given it to you several times. Rebecca. He was shy. Do you still have more? I have more. She knows when you miss this one together, miss one, it will give you antelope smell. Is it not chemical? It's chemical. It's chemistry. You know, the blood is chemistry. We call it blood chemistry. So the only thing is affect it. Change the smell. She had dangerous. That woman had dangerous seasoning. My brother, don't play with seasoning. Seasoning in the spirit. Holy Ghost knows the father's seasoning. He knows what the father likes. He knows his taste. Because Holy Ghost is our mother. I know we should please the Father. Holy Ghost wants us to please the Father. But once in a while, just, Father, I thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for giving him to me. So we thank God for the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost will show. We have all the angels, Michael. We rejoice like Michael when he cometh. But the Holy Ghost designed Michael and brought forth Michael, Gabriel. He made all of them. You know, he's a very humble personality in the Godhead. Not so. And someone will say, "Ah, Daddy, what are you trying to say?" Yeah, the Holy Ghost understands seasoning. Not so. You understand mysteries. You know, I'd anointed with the oil of gladness. All thy garments smell of myrrh, aloes, and all that. Where? And cassia, you know, from all ivory places. Now, who is the conveyor of those smells? It's the Spirit of God, His Holy Ghost. The seasoning, the oil. Holy Ghost is the oil of the Godhead. So, now, all those seasons are emptied in the Holy Ghost. Take. The Holy Ghost mix it together to make the savour to smell out. That's the job of the Holy Spirit. Then they now laid that anointing on you. The Father takes Holy Ghost to oil you. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with Holy Ghost. Not filled with the Holy Ghost. Anointed. Jesus was not just full of the Holy Ghost. We read it. Where did we read it from? In Gospel. He was full. But Peter knew later. Peter spake in Acts. That he was not just full. He was also anointed. With the Holy Ghost. And with power. When Jesus say, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me," that's not infilling. That's anointing. Authority. Commissioning. Rebecca just, "Jacob, don't worry. Your brother has gone to the wire. You've taken, let's say, 2 to 3 hours. Or you can't get oil. And there are angels there who will make sure no oil is flying. The Father has already given what, my brother? Commandment. That don't let him see until Jacob is. The meat is prepared. The goat is done. Isaac has eaten. The blessing is what, sir? Then let him now begin to run." You know, when you read that book, you discover it. There was a haste to his son's approach to the field and then at home. Everything was done. Nothing, no. And when they steal blessing from some people, I'm not saying when they steal your blessing. When the blessing is stolen, the person in whom it was stolen from will not know. You come back tendering the hands of blessing. "Oh, it's my time. Baba, oh yeah, bless me now." Ah! You won't know. Somebody has taken it. These things are real. It's been taken. Who took what? How? Ah. That minute, those time you went out, it's a room for a thief to come in. Be careful. Let another man take out your crown. So don't just think you can stroll away and come back. You've forgotten, then they will ask him, if you turn to an angel, "Why did you do this? You're not just..." Oh, can I tell you? Remember the day you sign in for the sake of the red thing? Some red something. Is it what red? Let me refresh your memory. Red, what's it called? Is that red porridge? It was Jacob's idea. No, but you said, "What is this something to you?" We had. By what? A man, something is established. You made a mistake. It's not a mistake. You deliberately give your birthright because it wasn't producing. Because at times, birthright won't kill fowl for you. Satan must have talked to him about birthright when he labored that day. And then Satan spoke to him. He said, "Aren't you the birthright owner?" Tell me, they have bad arthritis. He said, Satan is an evil being. He saw the bad tritone, bad triton, the false bond, fire, bad, right, bad, bad, right, bad, bad, try, right, bad, bad, right, oh, bad, try, right. You know, when evil spirit is talking, they are evil. They'll make you lose something at the end, they'll begin to laugh and run them. Only got to attempt angels in all of that. You know, demons are very wicked. When you are crying, they don't know God. Early, Apunje. Evil spirit laughs at people when they fail. Because there are certain demons, they like you to fail. Their job is not to even afflict, to make you, they want to, are you crying? He's not. Is he crying? He missed the blessing. His own is just to make you miss the blessing. And then they will go to Satan. He saw us miss the blessing. Then who do you now give it to? We gave it to supplanter. Who will not manage the blessing? Very well. He has our thing. He's calculative. So, Baba, you know us. Baba Lucifer, you know how you taught us. That we should know how to put things together. Lose our morally. Shake your hand. Am I talking to you? That has done well. Anything about Lucifer, you know, your commendation is required and is well acceptable. If it's a mutation, control that. Thank you. My bad, Lucy. Mocking you. So those spirits are joyful when you lose things. You know, there are some human beings like they have demonic character. They just don't want you to be joyful. That day when everybody is giving you things, they want to trophy you. They say, you see, regret. They just be mocking you. They are just like that. They are beings like that. That character was actually fetched from the realm of the spirit. There are enemies in the spirit that way. That one I know that Satan is like that. If I can't get you here, let me put you in eternal pain. When you get to your revenge, as you are remembering your pain, you'll be remembering Satan. Oh, Satan, oh, Satan. Am I complicating to you? Because Satan is regretting. I'm saying Satan is regretting. I die not, you know, that crucified the Lord of glory. And any time when they do meeting, maybe one rulers of the darkness of this world will say, I didn't mean people have had taken my advice that day. But everybody said we should kill him. This will not have happened. Hey! I'm talking, you are talking. I can bind you into a place where you'll never be known. Sorry, sir. I'm just saying that guy, are you seeing the problem? Now, we have that issue all over right now. That's an evil spirit talking. Satan say, let's be quiet. Let's look for all we are doing is onward soldier. We must win this way against God. Yes, sir. So somebody say, why am I thinking like that? I'm also looking at that wall and seeing how they are thinking. You should be able to assess your enemy. So Satan wants you to lose. Even if you're able to cross over, but there should be something that he has put there as a pain. But God will save you from pain.
Thank you, Jesus. Bosom of blessing. I'm stirring the bosom of blessing. I'm stirring the fountains of blessing. I'm stirring the wells of blessing. I want to bless. I want to push forth blessing. I want to put blessing. I want to put blessing. Even blessing of a father. Even blessing of a father. For I'm showing you the parts of blessing. I'm giving you wisdom of blessing. I'm showing you even how to identify blessing, the blesser, and how to position yourself for the KKK blessing. For the KKK blessing. K blessing. K blessing. I want to bless you. Bless you.
Amen.
Bless you.
And his mother helped him. There are certain things you don't know about your father, but your mother knows. Holy Spirit will help you. And there are certain things you don't know about God. And there are certain things God will demand of you and you don't have it. Holy Ghost will help you. Amen. Holy Ghost will dress you up. Amen. Amen. So consistently, don't forget. Have what is called the communion of the Holy Ghost. Make sure you commune with Jesus, the Holy Ghost. Commune with the Father and the Holy Ghost. And I want to tell you something. I have found out that those who prove themselves to be too strong, be malleable, be a soft creature, be a soft being, God will always help you. God will go ahead and help you, because I see Holy Ghost as our mother in charge. Holy Ghost is acting as a mother. Whereas the one in charge of the church on earth. Not so. Jesus as our King. The Father as our God. Jesus is the High Priest as our King. As the head, the Father is our God. Even though Jesus is our God. But the Father is the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is over us. If the Father is the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, so in that, the Father is greater than Jesus. Come, when I say your God, what do we say? Your head. So Jesus, till today, is still under God. So God is the God. Everybody say that, sir. It's in the New Testament, not anywhere. Blessed be God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God. Kai. Jesus after resurrection, my God. So, you see how great God is. So, you can have an inclination to what is called God's status. God's hierarchy in the spirit. So Jesus is a God, is the God under God. When the Bible says the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, then God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Our Lord Jesus Christ is God. But his Father is God. And that tells us that his Father is greater in Godhood than him. It's the order of the spiritual present arrangement. Yeah, he's sitting at the right hand side of God. You cannot say, okay, him and God. They rub shoulder. No. Jesus doesn't rub shoulder with his Father. He's the Son of the Father. And Jesus regards his dad wholesomely. Jesus is the God we worship. Not so. We worship Jesus. I worship Jesus. So just to show to you what I'm trying to say. Can you ever call yourself, say to Jesus, I can rub shoulder with Jesus? Then if you say that, then I think I don't know where you are reading your Bible from. Even though he has raised you and all those things, the Bible said they did. Even after you have overcome, I will make you to sit with me on your throne. So he's my God. He's my God. And I will worship him. I was raised to worship him. Somebody said, I have some people who knew Bible so well that they said, they don't worship God, they fellowship with God. Yes. So those are the people that some of them attack you. You know, we don't worship, we fellowship. They told John, Bagada, like Bagada, worship God. I call that small children revelation. Fellowship with God. Who are you? You are not even fellowshipping. Your fellowship with the Holy Ghost is not even complete. Talkless the Son, let alone God. Is it we sit on the throne? That's why we don't. Well, the mind is small. The frame is tiny. They've not expanded. Don't worry, your blessing is flowing. Oh, so the Holy Ghost hated him through the mother. The mother helped him. The mother heard that the set time has come. All of them were living for the set time, the two of them. The day they will transfer the blessing. So through venison, what happened? The father said, go fetch me very good things now. Let me eat. Let me eat. Give me something to water. Give me food. Let me open my mouth and bite it. Don't say, Isaac, you're my father. Eat it in the spirit. Now, the blessing needs to be provoked. And that the blessing is coming from one dimension. You need to pull it out. It must come into a different dimension entirely. It's in the spirit. Pull it into the soul. And I'm going to lay hands on you so the blessing can transfer. So I'm not laying hand upon your spirit. I'll lay hands on your soul and your body. I'll touch your body. Don't you so? And my body is a vessel also that will convey the blessing. So let this body chop something and let it touch the soul. Because my soul will be excited. So God has made that anything you eat, your soul likes it. Oh, damn, let it get here. Let it say. And you let it get here. And now it's gone. The thing is reaching the soul. So Rebecca converted to me, is that woman. She converted domestic stock, livestock to what, my brother? And made the man to eat it. When Isaac ate it, he said, go now to the flock, fetch me that and that, that. Thou shalt bring it to thy father that he may eat and that he may bless thee before his death. Let's see. And Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, behold, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man and a smooth man. My father peradventure will fill me, and I shall seem to be a deceiver, and he shall bring a curse upon me, not a blessing. It means it was a dangerous place. Because that anointing can be wrongly provoked. That man that you thought is blind was carrying something. So it must be approached with fear and trembling. That boy was well taught. So, and what happened? And Rebekah took goodly raiment of her elder son, Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them upon Jacob, her younger son. He knows the meaning of what that raiment is. Isaac must have said, he must have loved it. Anytime this boy wear this. I mean, he has hugged him several times. I mean, apart from that, maybe there are smells. You know, there is something about that boy. So if he didn't put the raiment and the wear goods, the animal skin, he won't smell like Esau. So over time, smell passed it into clothes. So material can smell. When you put perfume in your body, on your clothes, some perfume can be smelling for days. But some be like shelters. If Rebekah didn't help Jacob, it would not be the God of Jacob. But she came in there. God made sure, God prepared her to make sure that the blessing did not fall on Esau's head. To me, I felt, since you have said, okay, you have relinquished your person out of the blessing, why craving for it when your father said so? If your father said, no, daddy, I'm not interested in the blessing, let it pass on to Jacob, your son. No, he too wanted to take it. After principle has been broken, you can't eat your cake and then have it. He had already eaten his cake. His cake was gone, man. It's off the table. He ate them all. The day he ate the porridge, he ate his cake. He had eaten his cake, and there was no cake left for him anymore. It's the smell of the cloth, the air of an animal, which comes through the skin. Rebekah took goodly raiment of her eldest son Esau, which were with her in the house, put them upon Jacob, her youngest son. She put the skins of the kids of the goats upon his hands. Kai. So that man's hair is as heavy, thick hair. She gave the several meat, and upon the smoot of his neck, she gave the several meat and the bread which she had prepared unto the hand of her son Jacob. And he came unto his father and said, my father. And he said, here am I. Who art thou? The man was asking, who art thou? Man, very dangerous. And Jacob said to his father, I'm Esau, your firstborn. I have done according as thou biddest me. Arise. So he has to lie before presence. Yet, presence did not consume him. Because it was not before just his dad. It was before God. I have done according as thou biddest me. Arise. I pray thee, sit and eat my venison, that thy soul may bless me. It is soul. So the venison must touch the soul. And Isaac said unto his son, how is it that thou hast found it so quickly? He knows the timing, my son. I said, because the Lord thy God brought it to me. Oh boy, he needs cover. And Isaac said unto Jacob, come. It means he was suspecting something. I pray thee that I may feel thee, my son, whether thou be my very son or not. He wanted to show it. So there is the very son. And Jacob went near unto Isaac, his father, felt him and said, the voice is Jacob, but the hands are the hands of Esau. It discerned him not. Sha, even with all this, somebody was still helping him. because his hands were hairy. His brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him. And he said, "Thou art my very son, Esau." And he said, "I am." So God can give you blessing. You have to be his very son. Not just his son. God told Abraham, "Take thy only son." So that very son is a son that you want to bless. The one you had chosen. The extract out of the stock of sons. So now there can be sons of God. There are stages in sonship. But there is a son they bless. And in the day of their blessing, their identity has to be recalled back. They must be a thing of no. Those are the signs. So that Baba was not playing. Not so. That Baba was right. All those questions were marks of a son to be blessed. You see, this Genesis is a wonder book. So you can understand that day. So all I'm saying is that we are Esau. Jacob won't take our blessing. Don't eat Esau just like that. We are Esau. All of us are Esau. The only thing wrong with us is morsel of bread. That if we are not Esau, they will not have actually admonished us. In Hebrew 13, don't be like, so you can be like. Let there be an any of you, fornicator, a profane person, as Esau, for the one morsel of meat sold his birthright, for ye know not that after when he had inherited the blessing, he who would have returned the blessing was rejected. That's what they mean by hated. For he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. Later on, he became diligent and wanted to get it back. Chapter 10, and not so 11. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and is a rewarder of them that diligently. He said he sought it carefully. But that was the wrong timing. So he was looking for it later. So it's beyond that season of cry. He begged for his father. After the father scenario, he went tight. He must have talked to God. Don't let it pass. And he found no place. Not to his father, even to God. No, the way Isaac behaved, that was the way God was behaving. Otilor. So you need these two nature to get blessed. Don't reject Jacob. Are you listening to me? And you need certain things of Esau. But reject something of Esau. Reject the inner nature of Esau. And adapt the nature of Jacob inwardly. But I take the outward nature of Esau. You need both for combination. So you desire. Your heart desire. You shouldn't play with the birthright. Fight the battle of your birthright. Then one morsel of bread. I want you to think about many people that were called into this thing. They left it. I don't care about the vocabulary of trying to brandish it. You have lost your birthright. So birthright of Esau. He had all that it takes on the outward. God encouraged him seriously with the outward dimension to be blessed. But he refused the blessing. Jacob took it and ran away. Then he began to pay the price of the blessing. And the father Isaac said, "Thou art my very son Esau." And he said, "I am." He has to be Esau there. Don't say out of sincerity, "Daddy, I don't want to lie to you. You know that who am I?" I am who? Don't, you have come so far. Don't relinquish. Take the blessing and get out. I have seen things. I've seen God will. I have had things. God, say, "I want to use this man, but I won't use that. You are the one that will be using for this job." The first person that wanted to use it, do it. He failed. There's a Christian minister of the gospel in those days, in the 80s, he normally stand on his head to pray so that he won't sleep. God showed him the picture of the end time honey. I think he was in that vision for 2 weeks. He was seeing it. One thing I recall from my friend, the Lord was the leader of this army. Lord was in front and they were following behind. He said, God said to him, he wasn't called into the ministry. He's actually a replacement to somebody who failed. All I'm trying to say, guys can replace something. He said, there is a quick replacement. As you are leaving, somebody is what? So he sought it. He couldn't get it. So he said, "Bring it near to me. I will eat of my son's venison. And now my son, my soul may bless thee." He brought it near to him. He did eat. He ate the meat. He brought him the wine. And he drank. So now 17 said, she gave the savory meat and the bread, and she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. Not so. But we now had here, he also brought wine. All these three things he brought, it was communion he was giving to Isaac. So he gave him the meat and brought bread. That bread is necessary because that was the thing Melchizedek brought and gave to his grandfather. Well, that's the core of the blessing. What they gave to Abraham to move the blessing, you must move it with the communion, both bread and wine. If bread is not there and wine is not there, you can't transfer the blessing. So he drank the wine. Not so. After he had eaten both the bread and the meat. So the meat he ate, the offering of the meat is the bread. They call it meat offering. Meaning the bread exalt the meat. The bread will make the meat acceptable. So it is the bread. They don't offer meat to God. They offer bread to him. So that's what they call bread, meat offering. So bread is an insignia of a cooked meat that is processed. Grind the seeds. Knead the flour. You get what you are going to use to bake bread. So if you want a body in another form, it's bread. So that's why it's called offering. Offering. What you offer instead of meat. And what God would take to God, God is a spirit. What God would take is the offering. of the meat. He can take bread. And by taking bread, he has accepted his own portion of the meat. So when God sees bread and wine, he will begin to bless. So instead of blood, he would drink wine. So Isaac became like an altar. Isaac was a blesser. It's like Jacob was offering to him. God has blessed me, not so. And blessed me with some fatherhood. And I'm trusting God is going to raise me more. Amen. To be a full father. Was out of the portion he has blessed me with, and then is able to make me enable. He's enabling me to bless you. As I'm blessing Pastor, I'm blessing you all. I'm sure what is happening to you today is actually an economy of making you, tuning you, and impacting into you. What I saw in the spirit is skill. Amen. In the spirit. Amen. Wisdom. Amen. And wisdom for access. Amen. To reaching out to get spiritual things. Amen. To let you know that spiritual things matter. In this thing we are doing, we are not just teaching. We are teaching with the mind, with a purpose, with an end, with an intent of receiving a blessing. You must inherit the blessing. The problem of Esau was that he missed the school. On the day of preparation, he has not done well, so he was not qualified for the blessing. But there was something about Jacob wasn't just empty. When I say Jacob, maybe just one man who was staying with the mother, doing chores, household chores. They both ought to be meditating. They should be building themselves up for the blessing. He may release him. He will consult heaven. A priest. So don't look at Esau as one rascal. Esau was also a priest who never attended well to his priesthood. If not, he won't understand repentance. If not, he will not even see what blessing means. If not, he will not respond to the blessing eventually. It means he has understanding. These were men of God. Their soul has things. And there's no way you can compare the 12 sons of Israel to those two boys, Jacob and Esau. They were not in the same lineage of a patriarchal blessing status. As Abraham was higher than Isaac higher than Jacob, Jacob was higher than the 12. So you can see almost the opposite of Jacob, called Edom. Terrible. So, Esau was a man of God. Man that has gathered things of God. Who turned. Who failed. When the season to be impacted with blessing came. And his father Isaac said unto him, come near now. He has smelled him. Touched his hand. Feel his skin. See how he blessed him. And he came here and kissed him. After the father demanded, kiss me. Kiss me. The kiss is to pull. Kiss me. And his father's Isaac said unto him, come near. Kiss me, my son. Mm. So I just imagine the father, come and kiss me. Let me see. Oh, someone says it's a Mediterranean culture. No. It's a culture in the spirit. You have to kiss me. As he kissed him, he felt it. After he had eaten, finished, and drank, kiss me. Just kiss me. Pull it out. Because lips keeps knowledge. A priest's lips should keep knowledge. They should seek the law at his mouth. He is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. So these lips are powerful. Amen. Husband and wife, make sure you kiss a lot. Praise God. This is not a marriage seminar, but I'm just, forgive me. Make sure you watch, sir. When you kiss more, you won't argue. I want to ask you, how well did Isaac kiss Rebecca? Abimelech saw him. Abba. You told me earlier on that it's your sister. You can't be doing the things you are doing, spotting with her. Abba. Don't beat your wife. Carry your wife. Kiss your wife. He said, let her be like your lovely hind and a pleasant roe. The marriage lesson. Then the man won him. Behold, surely she's your wife. The reason why I said that because of you, monster. You are wife collector, so that you won't kill me one day and do. I'm going to say, what is that has done to us? One of all the people might have lightly have lien with her, thy wife. Thou shouldest have brought what upon us. And Abimelech charged all these people, saying, he that tortured this man or his wife shall surely be put to death. That's a good king. So finally, after the kiss forms a bond between two people. Again, and smell the smell. So fathers, don't transfer blessing anyhow. We have protocols impacting a blessing. Somebody can please you like Esau. But check everything in detail. I have blessed somebody like that and took things from me. Maybe I should have run. And that thing is disturbing him. His mind open. Scripture open. Heaven open. But knowing enough character to carry it. I'm still paying till today. And my blessing won't come to you if these things they. The skin must be there. The smell. The two smell. The smell of the field must be there. The smell on the cloth must be there. The touch of the body must be there. The wine must be present. The bread must be present. The venison must be present. So it's not just the venison that Isaac ate. Even after eating the venison and drinking the wine, he said, okay, kiss me. There must be something about the kiss. There must have been a way Esau normally kissed him. So God must have constructed his mouth in such a way to draw a kiss. Put a kiss on his father. As if he's trying to be sure. So there are things I know that are using. Here, come. Kiss me. Let me smell your raiment. Last thing is the raiment. And bless him and said, see the smell of my son as the smell of the field which the Lord hath blessed. You must be blessed before you can be blessed. You must have been blessed. There must be a blessing that should attract the rest of the blessing. See! You know the alteration. Almighty God, Esau, and they won't bless you. Except you're his son. The Lord has to bless you first. Before God bless you. The Lord has to bless you. Therefore, God give you thee. This is God. So the Lord must have blessed you. It means you must have been blessed of Christ. So he will give thee the dew of heaven, the fatness of the earth, plenty of corn and wine. The Lord will give thee. God, therefore, God. How was it initiated? What's the word therefore? As a result of this, by the reason of this, God give thee the dew of heaven, fatness of the earth, plenty of corn, and plenty of wine. Let people serve thee. Nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren. Let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Immediately it is done like that. Let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that cursed thee. Blessed be everyone that blessed thee. No, you see, this kind of a person, don't try cursing him. As long as there's New Testament, you know, don't try what's that. Don't try, don't touch somebody with this kind of thing. Someone who has the red garment, somebody who had the hair, somebody who has a cloth that bears the smell, somebody who brought all those things for a blessing, and someone who kissed the blesser, and somebody whom the blesser smelled. So you can see the last thing is the what was he smelling? What was in Esau's garment? Blessing. The cloth has blessing. So the man wants to know, maybe he's really water, giving the blessing to the real person. While he was thinking, so to him he was using certain things to judge. If they fake body, they can't fake cloth. Now, the smell of Esau is special. There's no way you can manufacture that. Can you tell me, how did Esau get his smell? Cunning hunter. Moving in and out of the house to hunt in the field. He's in the field. So for years, he smells like the field. Anytime he comes home, his father. So that smell, were droppages of the field. The field. Anytime He went into the wild. What does he go to the wild to do? He's hunting for meat. That trade in itself was not bad trade. It was God's design. So that he can be used to taking blessing. Hunting, going in and out, in and out. Jacob was a tent dweller. Nothing, no smell at all. So the smell of his own body was so strong that anytime he wears his garment, goodly garment, he doesn't go into the wild with a goodly garment. He doesn't. Then that tells you the body oozes a smell that he can't wash with soap. And the father knew of his son's trade. Not so. So he wears the blessing. So his heir made it easy. The body of Esau made it easy for blessing to rest. As he goes into the field, the way God blesses like grass with dew. So they were blessing the body of who, my brother? So Esau was receiving blessing as the field was being blessed. So it means Isaac will interpret what God does with fields. Where did they find David? In the field. They brought him from the field of the woods. I found out a place of the Lord, an habitation of the Almighty God. Lo, we have heard of it in Ephrathah, find in the fields of the wood. That's where we got. They found him following the sheep. Where? Fields of the wood. Now therefore thou shalt say unto my servant David, thus hear the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the sheep coat, even from following the sheep, thou shouldest be ruler over my people Israel. But they took him from the field. It's from the field. So David was blessed as the field. I'm reading the blessing. These are the blessings of Abraham. Bless him. And he came near, kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment. Bless him, said, see the smell of my son as the smell of a field which the Lord had blessed. See the smell of my son. Isaac could read God, blessing field, when no one is aware. God dropped things for the field. Then Esau will move into those places. And what was he doing? His position to be blessed. No wonder his father loved his trade. He took of his medicine. He liked what he's bringing home. He is a field man, a blesser, a person that we are blessed. And Jacob didn't have what he has. So the mother arranged what for him? His robe, his garment. So the father smelled that blessing and said, on this wise, God give you the dew of heaven, fatness of the earth, plenty of corn and of wine. Let people serve thee, nations bow down to thee. Because of these people who serve you, nations will bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren. Let thy mother's son bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that cursed thee, and blessed be he that blessed thee. And it came to pass as soon as Isaac made an end of blessing Jacob, Jacob was yet gone out. Presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from hunting. It means they passed each other. And he also had made a sovereign meat, brought it unto his father, and said to his father, let my brother arise and eat for his of his son's venison, that thy soul may bless thee. And Isaac his father said unto him, who art thou? And he said, I am thy son, thy firstborn Esau. And Isaac trembled very exceedingly and said, ooh, where is he that hath taken venison and brought it to me? I have eaten of all before, yes, thou killest, and I bless him. Gee, he shall be blessed. He's not laying empty hands. He said it to him truly. The thing is gone. And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great, exceeding bitter cry and said unto his father, bless me, even now also, O my father. And he said, thy brother came in with subtlety, taking away thy blessing. And he said, is not he rightly named Jacob? For he has supplanted me with these two times. He took away my birthright. And behold, now he's taking away my blessing. Not two times. He only supplanted you once. And that birthright is the... And he said, as thou not deserve a blessing for me, may you not ask God for reserve. You get the real thing. Isaac answered and said unto Esau, behold, I have made him thy Lord. And all of his brethren have I given to him for servants. Can you tell me who are his brethren? The Edomites. The Amorites. No, the Ammonites. The Moabites. The Ishmaelites. All of them are his brethren. So he's going to rule over them. He's going to be their Lord. Until today, there's nothing an Arab nation would do to Israel. Let them plan, it won't work. Let them gang up. They tie it here. Is it this Genesis thing you are seeing? It was tied here. They would do anything with all the money that they have. They can't ride over Israel because it's a blessing. If natural blessing is as strong as that, what of the spiritual? Now, you see this thing, look at it very well. As two sides, there is a natural and the spiritual. Israel thought it had been conferred on them completely. The real blessing came. The bearer of the real one now came. The seed of Abraham came. Israel rejected him. Israel fell into being an Esau. They have all that it takes to take the blessing. But there is a Jacob. The Jacob is who? They are the Gentiles that were not spoken of in times of the blessing. But I can see when they were giving birth, Israel was the firstborn. That's what God said. The very son of God. But some of us, the Jacob nation, this thing, they are not really seeing the thing. It's a gay spiritual thing. Israel failed when they crucified the blessing and God moved to the Gentiles. God is going to move to the Gentiles. Israel rejected Jesus and Jesus and God to the uttermost. Their smell, their clothing, their bread, their meat. Is it to them is giving the oracles of God. Is committed to them. So everything we are taking. Then God now did something to the Gentiles. God now clothed them with Christ Jesus. So that the Gentiles can be smelling. Body of a Gentile is so clean. You see, the Holy Ghost is the mother. Holy Ghost is our Rebecca. Holy Ghost like us because we have Holy Ghost. So. Holy Ghost, we love Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost is our mother. You see that the Gentile church is a Holy Ghost church. Tarry with the Holy Ghost. If you hate Pentecost, I say you teach sonship, you will show that they will do a juro for you. You have to be with the Holy Ghost. It's Holy Ghost that knows Papa. Holy Ghost knows the Son. In your effort, you can't receive the blessing. Your might will hand you the blessing. Your power will not give you the blessing. I pity any Gentile person joking with the blessing. And you know, immediately after the escape of Jacob, one remarkable place he sought, he got to and made a rest. He used a stone to become his pillow, and heaven opened. Heaven opened. Not so, and he woke up because of the encounter, the dream he dreamt. Angel ascending and descending upon him. And Jesus mentioned that thing. You know, I'm the Son of Man. When you see the angel ascending and descending. Genesis 32, not so. Verse 24, and Jacob was left alone. There wrestled him, a man with him until the breaking of the day. And he saw that he prevailed not against him. He touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint. And he wrestled with him. And said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. Then said he, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince, as thou with power, with God, with men, hast prevailed. And Jacob asked him, said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of that place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. 11. When there was a trouble, not so, two of his children caused problem with him in the land where he dwelt, where the slew men. And when Jacob heard what they have done, Jacob quickly ran to Bethel. Out of the number, because their number were few. And God said unto Jacob, arise, go up to Bethel, dwell there, make thee an altar unto God that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau, thy red brother. Then Jacob said unto his household, to all of them, with him, put away strange gods, that among you be clean, change your garments, and let us arise, go up to Bethel. I'll make thee an altar unto God. They are an altar unto God. And he answered, who answered me in the day of my distress and was with me in my way which I went? And they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods which were in their hand and all their earrings which were in their ears. And Jacob hid them under the hook which was by Shechem. Some people say because they took hearing, then the sister should not hear hearing again. And they journeyed. Later on in Egypt, God told them to take earrings. And the terror of God was upon the city. And they were round about them. And they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. So Jacob came to Luz, which is the land of Canaan. That is better, and on all the people that were with him. And he built there an altar and called the place El Bethel, because there God appeared unto him when he fled from the face of his brother. But Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died, and she was buried beneath Bethel under the hook. And the name of it was called Alon Bakut. And God appeared unto Jacob again. This is when he came out of Padan Aram and blessed him. And God said to him, thy name is Jacob. Thy name shall not be called any more Jacob, but Israel shall be thy name. And he called his name Israel. And God said unto him, I am God Almighty, be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall be of thee. Kings shall come out of thy loins. The land which I gave to Abraham, Isaac, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed after thee will I give the land. And God went up from him in the place where he talked with him. And Jacob set up a pillar in the place where he talked with him, even a pillar of stone. He poured a drink offering thereon, and he poured oil thereon. And Jacob called the name of the place where God spake with him, Bethel. How did he bless Jacob? Esau. How did he bless Esau? Verse 39. Isaac, the father of Esau, said, Behold, thy dwelling shall be with fatness of the earth, and the dew of heaven from above. By thy sword shalt thou live, and shalt thou serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have dominion, thou shalt break his yoke from thy neck. Verse 37, And Isaac answered and said unto him, Behold, I have made thee thy Lord, and all his brethren. I have made him thy Lord, and all his brethren. I have given to him for servant, and with corn and wine have I sustained him. And what shall I do now unto thee? He's already telling him, he has given him what matters concerning the blessing. So what sustains really is corn and wine. The blessing, go. What is corn and wine? Bread, wine. So plenty of corn is for bread. And then plenty of vines. Plenty of wine, and what again? Made him thy Lord and all his brethren. I have given to him for his servants. And with corn and wine have I sustained him. So he had fatness of the earth and dew of heaven. That was all. Not corn and wine. Fatness of the earth, dew of heaven. God said, but I have given him plenty of corn and wine. So I have sustained him. He said, and wine have I sustained him with corn and wine. Have I sustained him? So when Melchizedek brought bread and wine, what is he saying? Sustenance. Sustenance. I say you are sustained. I am laboring for you so that you can be sustained. I said you will be sustained. Finally, the prophecy today at the beginning is about garden of vines. This is the mystery. Let's untie it, unknot it, show it to us. The body of Esau is wine. Is a wine body. Are you getting me? It's Dumia. It's Edom. It's a body of wine. It means it's a wine in the field. So you remember they say you are his garden. So I was seeing people being planted while the prophecy was going. God is planting people. A garden of God. So God wanted to establish Esau. But he refused the blessing. Esau had everything. His flesh. And his blood, his flesh was also colored. Not so. His flesh is bread. The color of the flesh is red. So everything God has given to him. Genesis chapter 48. Whom Jacob gave the blessing to when he was blessing his children. Even though Jacob loved Esau, but he didn't give the blessing to Esau. Judah, verse 8, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. They heard it telling him, thy hand shall be in the neck of thy enemies. Thy father's children shall bow down before thee. Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, thou art gone up. And you know the prey of Judah. Who can tell me the prey of Judah? Death. Jesus rose up from the dead after he has swallowed up death in victory and was raised up to the heavens. Then the word he stooped down, that word stooped down, he couched down. He lieth down as a lion. He couched as a lion, as an old lion, who shall roost him up. No one, when you are there, so he went up and sat on the throne of the majesty. That's the description. So Jacob said that, all those things. Thou art gone up, stooped down, he couched as a lion, as an old lion, who shall rouse him up. The scepter shall not depart from Judah. The scepter shall not depart from where? Even though they failed, because scepter was handed over to Judah since from the season of David, it never departed. Generation upon generation. Now the scepter came to Reuben. Reuben couldn't take it. It went to Joseph. And the scepter departed from Joseph. Went into the hands of the Benjamin. Benjamin failed. And fell, Yakata. Then it went to Judah, as the prophecy said it. But this time around, it don't depart from Judah. To show that a scepter will never depart from Judah, a lawgiver came. Nor a lawgiver from between his feet. The word feet, loins. It's from your loins. When a man spread his leg, what the sack of life where heritage of children is in his loins, is between his feet. So it means from your feet, between your feet, shall the lawgiver come from. And on till Shiloh come. So the lawgiver will not depart from between your feet. Until Shiloh come, unto him shall the gathering of the people be. And Moses said, in a prophet like unto me, the Lord reason. And to him shall the gathering of the people be. The prophet will be a lawgiver, binding its fold unto the vine. This is what I'm saying. It's binding what, sir? Everyone say fold. That is the donkey, which is fold, unto the vine. And his us called unto the choice vine. Now, the word as called, what is it? It's a baby ass. What a fool ass. But you know, remember the Bible says Jesus riding on an ass and the foal of an ass. So foal is a smaller donkey, but there is another kind of donkey. Here is it's very explanatory. A young donkey is a foal. A baby donkey is an ass called, like an ass whelp. Binding his foal onto the vine and is called onto the choice vine. So the foal is Jesus of Nazareth. The ass called is Uzza, Jesus the resurrected Lord. So the foal is bounded to a vine. The ass called to the choiced vine. The choiced vine, the blood of eternal life and the blood of everlasting life. Then he will wash his garment in wine. His clothes in the blood of grapes. And he shall be red with wine. His eyes will be red with wine. And his teeth white with milk. Amen. We bless God, sir. So, the milk there, Kai, is not an ordinary milk that will make his teeth white. Not so. You need skill, not so. Make the teeth white. Eh? So, the milk is a bleacher. Not so. The meat, the milk, it's equivalent even more to what will make the garment white. You know, when the white say you walk with me in white. White stone. White. So the milk is high doctrine in the spirit. I have a feeling it's stronger than everlasting life. Because it's talking about Jesus here. But his eyes shall be red with wine. How many of you know that the blood of Jesus has Christ in it, has everlasting life in it, and it has eternal life? It's the blood of three levels. He offered eternal blood to obtain eternal redemption and eternal status, everlasting blood. We used everlasting life. We use the blood of sprinkling for everlasting life. But you don't see the doctrine of eternal life. It's hardly seen in scripture. But God will open the gate. God wants us to be perfect with the principle. But you can see these things, that Genesis. I deem for us eternal dimension. So if there is choice vine, what is an ass called? What is an foal? Those two creatures are meeknesses that Jesus ride on. Different level, everlasting meekness, eternal meekness. Eternal meekness is higher It will make you smaller. Weakness is a means by which you touch the vine. And you can't bind yourself with a cord to the vine, except you are meek. You remember those as Jesus rode on, they were tied. I don't know what they were tied to. I won't doubt it's possible they were tied to vines. But Jesus rode the mother. He didn't ride on the son, that little one. So you and I would think what he rode on was the highest. Amen. What Jesus was riding on is both, they are both everlasting life, living and true, that he gave to him. Meeknesses of God. And that's how he rode into Jerusalem to go and die. Amen. So, anytime you see donkey, know that because ass takes you to vine. It's what connects you to the vine. All you just need is their cord. The cord, that which will bind them together. So you need meekness to attain blood. So if you are not meek, you won't be blessed. So you need to wash your garment. Dye it red. Dyeing the garment red is dyeing your soul red. We need the red body for blessing. Not so. Teeth made white with milk. That's not the sincere milk of the word. That's not what Jesus used to make his teeth white. It's a particular milk in the spirit. I believe it's higher than to me, as that I'm proven. That milk is higher than even everlasting life. It's a milk in reward. You know, there are things you take after you overcome. And his eyes made red with wine. So he sees through the blood. It's called the eyes of testimony, the eyes of covenant. Everybody, the Lord has blessed you here. The Lord will sustain every one of you. None of you will be feeble. You will be mighty. You will be great. The work here will go on. It won't fail. And it shall not lack. In Jesus' name, be fruitful and multiply. Feel the head. Subdue. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akeem Senior Ministry off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostuchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.